This is URN.
More than 200 students at the University of Essex voted no to the following question: should there be a Jewish society? Though the poll has now been removed from the university's website, 36% of those who voted sought to prevent the establishment of a JSOC in something that is nothing short of a blatant show of religious discrimination. The National Union of Jewish Students made a statement expressing its shock and disappointment. And the question we have to ask is why? Though we don't have the opinion of every student who voted in favour of this blatant anti-Semitism, we do have a Facebook comment left by Dr. Maruf Ali, a lecturer at the university. On the 18 to 19 freshers Facebook page, he expressed disgust that, quote, the Zionists next want to create a society here at the university, unquote. Not Jews, Zionists. Also referencing previous comments he had made online, the UJS commented that, quote, Ali has shared blatant anti-Semitism on his Facebook, including Holocaust denial, Israel-Nazi comparisons, and conspiracy theories. They asserted the need for, quote, full disciplinary investigation and the strongest possible sanction. Is it troubling that even an academic professional entrusted with a solemn duty to educate and enlighten is attempting to indoctrinate students with hatred towards Jews? Surely when a member of staff is unable to separate their ambivalence towards Israel from their treatment of Jewish students, we open a Pandora's box of prejudice and discrimination. To persecute individual Jews for the actions of Israel is to persecute all Muslims for the actions of a country like Saudi Arabia, or individual Catholics on behalf of those members of the church who stand accused of sexually assaulting children. And in fact, to even make that link would be offensive. Why? Because it's wrong. It's wrong to deliberately stir up religious division and to attempt to constrain the rights of individuals whose only crime is having religious views. It constitutes discrimination on the basis of religion, which is illegal. It's wrong to endorse, or worse yet, teach that any group, any creed, should be treated with anything less than freedom and respect. I'm Jewish, and I do believe in the right of Israel to exist. I also believe in the capacity of all to exercise their democratic right to criticize the actions of the Israeli government. What is deplorable, however, are those who are unable to separate the country from the religion and who actively hate and promote discrimination against members of that religion. Maybe it's no wonder that so many students were willing to vote against the right of a Jewish society to exist, with staff who lead by such an example. Make no mistake, this is unequivocal anti-Semitism. I spoke to Sammy Solden, a Jewish student at the University of Essex, who had this to say. What was your initial reaction to the poll?
My initial reaction to the poll was shock, because when I checked it earlier this week, it was 84% yes. And then I check again, and it was 49% yes for the ratification of the society. And I was just shocked how quickly it had managed to go down. And everyone in the group chat of the society currently was shocked as well, and we just had to think what we're going to do now. Lots of societies came in support of us, particularly the University of Essex Conservatives, Liberal Democrats, Labour, the Essex European Society, a few sports teams as well came and supported us outrightly, outspoken on Facebook to call people to vote yes. That was really encouraging to see, but at first my initial reaction was definitely just complete shock.
Do you believe that the comments made by Mr. Ali are responsible for anti-Semitic sentiment among students?
I believe that the comments made by Dr. Ali were disgusting and anti-Semitic, but I don't believe that it was responsible for making students here anti-Semitic, because there's always been a bit of a reputation here for particularly anti-Zionism within that anti-Semitism as well. A lot of people aren't open about being Jewish here. A lot of people keep it closed. Like when we first set up this society, before the vote, the Amnesty International Palestinian Solidarity, who have been out against us, they didn't contact us at all, and now they're just treating us with complete disrespect and calling people to vote no. I do think there's definitely a problem with anti-Semitism on this campus, and it's not to do with Dr. Ali. I think he's just a part of the problem.
What should be the university's next step?
I believe that the university should release a formal apology to all the Jewish students on campus, and I believe that Dr. Ali should be removed from his position.
I want to dwell on the third question I asked Sammy there, which was, what should the next steps of the university be? Following the controversy over the poll, the University of Essex posted the following on Twitter. All Essex University societies have to be ratified. Voting is continuing, but it looks like the majority of voters support the establishment of a Jewish society. We recognise other issues are being raised, and we will consider them carefully. That's a weak response. There's no expression of empathy. There's no deploring of those who support this divisive action, and no mention of Ali. So I want to take this now to the panel. I'll start. We'll go on to what the university should do in a minute. But I just want to hear your thoughts on this incident, on the poll in the first place, on the increasing refusal to let the Jewish society exist, and Mr. Ali's comments.
I mean, I think it's actually really hard. It's really hard to find the kind of devil's advocate side of this, because I mean, I personally can't understand where people are coming from with voting against the Jewish society, except for things like, you know, from a Palestinian point of view, if people are like, are they kind of being represented as well for people? But it depends how big a society there are in that, or how big a group there are in within that university. I don't know. Does anybody think? Obviously, I think it's very deplorable that they're not being able to have this. But does anybody see any way that you could argue on behalf?
I mean, the only grounds from which you could argue that perspective is if you were to put Jews and Israel into the same category. And obviously, people have the right to disagree with Israel. People have the right to condemn the government. And people, although I don't agree with it at all, people have the right to question its legitimacy or existence as a state. That said, you cannot group Jews into that.
I'm not saying I am. I'm saying I was trying to find a way in which people would be looking at this. Because I think this is the problem. I think a lot of people are seeing it not as a religion, but as a state, almost.
I think you only have to listen to the university statement. As far as the university are concerned, the administrative matter's done. They've had the vote on it. It's been ratified. So my impression is that the university at the moment feel like they've covered their bottom, so to speak. Feels a bit like... But
they don't want to get involved either.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that any institution that allows a secular or non-secular... what's the word I'm looking for?
Group
to have a society, you'd have to question its ability to perform good education, wouldn't you?
Well, it's kind of tantamount to the freedom of speech debate that we have on campus. You know, most universities wouldn't restrict the ability of a group to organise on campus. You know, it doesn't have to be a society to stand on campus with picket signs. So why then would they involve themselves in the election of groups into existence?
That's the thing. I don't understand the whole thing of it needs to be ratified. Because as far as I'm aware, all you need at this uni to create a society is you've got to have 25 members.
You've got to have so many members.
It's like 25 members, and then you go to them and go, we want to be a society.
And they give you a small amount of money, don't they, and tell you to go off and get on with it.
Yeah, unless you turned up and you were literally like, I want to create a terrorist society.
Yeah, I want to be the ISIS society or something.
I very
like
much
that.
Doubt that, you know, this is just more a matter of member size. I don't understand why this uni is so,
I mean,
like, you have to get
ratified. Let's go back for a second and say, you know, if supposing an organisation of the university were asked if they could have an ISIS society, the university, we would hope, would say no. And now you've got a Jewish society in the same boat as an ISIS society.
Well, I think...
Does that work?
I think you can't make... They're not comparable.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
It's almost like they're making it comparable.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of that. I get that's your sentiment.
Let's clear it up on air so people don't think...
Oh, no, of course. No, I think what where the point lies, and I think we all do agree on this, is that it is slightly benign for a university to say this has to be elected into existence, because that's not a majority of students. When you have a poll, there's, you know, it's the same with our students.
It's nothing to do with them, as in, like, it's the whole thing of like gay rights, like people voted on whether it exists or not. If it has nothing to do with you, it has nothing to do with you. Like, not everyone's in. Say we were like, I want to make a society on, I don't know, there's a wine and cheese society that exists. Say I'd gone forward and say I want to make that, but everybody in the uni got a vote on it, and people who didn't like cheese could be like, no, that's horrible. Well, just don't join it. Like, just don't. I shouldn't have a vote on it.
The policy seems a bit crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, it does.
It seems that the university almost in trying to be right honours left the avoided any responsibility, so it's gone right. But although it would be the union, wouldn't it? Let's be right. It wouldn't be the university, would it? It would be Essex Student Union. Essex University Student Union rather than the
it's
university.
It's collective responsibility.
The university should be banging on the doors of the union, going, what are you doing to our...
For the lecturer, like, they're more to blame when you're looking at, you know, this kind of anti-Semitic lecturer more so. But I feel like society is more under the bracket of the student union. Because there is a thing, the uni can't actually control the student union and everything it does.
No, but there are certain laws it has to adhere to.
Between the university and us.
There is always, with every student union, a constitution, a code of ethical conduct, treating people with basic equality, adhering to their obvious civil liberties.
And as Colin said, they should be banging on the door and getting...
Damn straight. And that brings me on to maybe more of an in-depth assessment of that, which is what should the next steps of the university be? We'll talk, procedurally in terms of how societies are made is an obvious one because it's something we brought up. But in response to Dr. Ali's comments, are they, obviously we dabble with the idea of freedom of speech, but these are... quite definitively conspiracy theories, very offensive links, and to the same degree that if someone was racist on campus, that would be dealt with as hate, as a hate crime, and would be disciplined in the same way. So why should a member of staff be permitted to do the same?
What I don't understand is, it's freedom of speech, but why... Like, he's not a history professor. So the only reason he has any... Because he's a Holocaust denier, isn't he? Mm. The only reason he has any reason to say any of that is if he was talking about it in a historical perspective. I don't see any reason for professors to be walking around campus spouting their political views and spouting their, opinion.
Funnily enough, and it's not something I realised was actually as serious as it was until recently, but I had exactly that kind of situation last year where I was sitting in a seminar last year for one of my American culture modules, and the professor, the lecturer, basically likened something ridiculous like slavery, like the antebellum slavery South, to apartheid Israel, which is quite frankly just not true.
I think in terms of academic work, professors, lecturers, in order to be able to work within the realms of academia and do their work, you have to give them a little bit of leeway in what they say about stuff, in the same way as you do in a courtroom. You can't be, you have to, you're being... But that only applies to a lecturer within the confines of a piece of research that they're doing. Yeah. Or, if he's doing a piece of research about the subject, then, you accept that it's part of his of what he's doing. And while, because as academics, we're supposed to be neutral. Our own opinions don't come into academic work.
They're not supposed to influence you either way.
So that people can write questionable things in academic pieces of work, and they should be protected doing that. But this wasn't that, was it?
Yeah, I mean, quite right, because there is a line.
Because I don't want academia suddenly making all.
Lewd claims, and it's one of the things I studied last term was the ethics behind things like Holocaust denial. Should it be treated as a hate crime to go and teach and to assert that it's a thing? And the end of my argument was essentially that, within the context, if I am a history professor and I say we are learning about the Holocaust, but there exist schools of opinion and that they are discredited and they are almost entirely not true, but there exist schools of opinion that would say it didn't happen, and we're going to learn about them because it's important to know that people with that perspective exist,
discredited. Like, as a history student, when you're learning about the Holocaust, they do say this school of opinion does exist. But whether they believe in it or not, they don't come forward and say, we're learning about the Holocaust, but I can tell you now it didn't happen.
And the example I gave... I would assert that his comment was not relevant.
I mean, I've got a similar situation we had where I study sociology, and they talk about social apartheid. And what they mean is the way society is now, and they're talking about the exclusion from society that exists in society today. And for me, this word apartheid was way out of place. Do you know what I mean? Apartheid was a time in South Africa when black people weren't even second-class citizens. They were thought of lesser than dogs. And we've used it, just runs in with you talking about the Jewish example where he'd compared something in your lecture, and yeah, it was again where
slavery
this,
south,
and this word apartheid just popped.
I feel like we're almost appropriating now, like not us, but like, I feel like the word apartheid is almost being appropriated to just describe like everyday
struggle.
Everyday says like, oh, the apartheid. It's like, no, the apartheid was an actual really serious event, or like, you know, time in history that happened. And I don't think it should be just being used for everyday, like, likening to other
things. Be sensible with your appropriation and your metaphor. That's all we ask, isn't it?
It's basically over-exaggeration. People are trying to make things sound horrific, which, I mean, in terms of an entire religion, I feel like is massive discrimination, is what you
said. Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's a generalisation, is what it is. What Dr. Lee has done is take things that I'm convinced he knows full well are not true, because they will not be from reputable sources. There will be things that are blatant conspiracy theories.
Even if he thinks they are true, they're pretty appalling.
Well, and even so, the place he put them, which was a freshers group, is not relevant. Which is an example of, you know, it's an overstep of his power. It's the dissemination of false ideas in order to manipulate, in order to divide, and in order to polarise. I
mean, my son goes to uni next year.
Yeah, a freshers group.
If my son was at a university and that kind of stuff was on the freshers page, as a parent, I'd be angry.
Thing is, you have access to that page before you even go to uni. So I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like freshers, especially when they first start uni, are quite vulnerable in the sense of you don't know where you are, who you are, who to fall in with, you know, you're learning all new things. And I feel like that's basically just attacking people's minds. Like, you come to broaden your mindset at university, not to be, you know,
not to be manipulated. Yeah.
Yeah, indoctrination.
And that's what it is. It's indoctrination in order to divide. And it's the utmost degree of discrimination on the basis of religion, which again is illegal. It violates a number of not only laws but ethical standards that the university seeks to uphold, which is why, you know, if it was a racial attack, if it was someone attacked on the basis of their race or their creed, it would be treated as a hate crime. And in the same way, the deliberate, unprecedented and unnecessary dissemination of false ideas to try and divide should be treated as such. And that is why, from my perspective, and that's one that Sammy, who we spoke to before, shared, Dr. Ali should be removed from his position.
This is URN.